Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
You just cut me off. I hope you are all having a great day today. This is your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
It's your boy, Mr. Run Tell That. That's what's up.
Yeah. Oh, you're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. So how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great.
Well, that is...
Trying not to enjoy this rain too much, but over that, we're good.
Well, that is good. I'm definitely happy for you. Yep. Do you have any announcements?
Let's see. Where to start? Last weekend, I went to the Ugly Money Showcase in Baltimore on Sunday, which was good. Some young talents out there. What else announcement I got? I got Seattle. Can't say Seattle way no more. All right. We got Tome Weekend, Bash, Swanson Pop, World Crush Entertainment, My Brand Experience, Mr. Run Tell That, Coalition DJs, and so many others. We're putting together a 3-day showcase starting from Thursday to Saturday. You want to hit Reverb? You can get 2 o'clock club. And we also hit Club Bellissimo. So any guys interested in performing, supporting, come out to Baltimore. Enjoy a nice weekend of fun.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. Got some great, good people coming in town for that one.
Yeah, a couple of A&R, PRs, some labels.
Yeah.
Sponsors.
Definitely going to be a good show. And we got a good show lined up for you guys today. We're going to have a special guest joining us later all the way from D.C., Amina. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. But without further ado, let's get into our first track of the day. This is Jingle by Saucy T, who was our special guest a few weeks ago.
You can tell me.
All right, and we are back. That was actually Cat by Amina, our special guest, who will be coming up in a little bit. But let's go to our next track, and then we'll get some callers on before she joins.
If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Fuck.
Nah, me too.
If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Yeah. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Yeah. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Baby, can you catch? Catch. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Baby, can you catch? Catch, catch, yeah. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Baby, can you catch? Catch, catch, can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Yeah. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Baby, can you catch? Catch. Kids, I'ma throw this ass back and I ain't using no hands. I'ma put that pussy on your baby, all on your skin. I'ma animal, swell something like a lion. But the way I throw that pussy, you gon' swear I'm stallion. You can be the net, baby, I can be the volleyball. I'ma throw that ass back and you gon' try to catch it all. I'm a real motherfucking Oreo filling. And you the cream, bitch, come and get that pussy creamy. I'ma throw it back and you gon' catch it, you the winner. Got a watch up in my back, keep your hand up on my knee. You already know, I want you to beat that pussy cat, yeah. I want you to beat that pussy cat. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Yeah. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Yeah. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Baby, can you catch? Catch, catch. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Baby, can you catch? Yeah. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Baby, can you catch? Catch, catch, can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Yeah. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Baby, can you catch? Catch, catch, can you catch? If you throw that ass, bitch, I'ma show you how I caught it. Grab that ass from the back and I'ma show you who run. Run the dick in your stomach. Hey, you screaming and moaning. Hey, you running and fumbling. Yeah, you know how I'm coming. I'm an animal too, but I ain't the one you wanna fuck with. Put that ass up in the air and show you about that dumb dick. You already know she a bitch and I don't come quick. Put the fuck up, bitch, I got the good shit. Now throw that ass, bitch. Now throw that ass, bitch. Now throw that ass, bitch. Hey, hey. Now throw that ass, bitch. Now throw that ass, bitch. Now throw that ass, bitch. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Baby, can you catch? Catch, catch, catch. Yeah. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Baby, can you catch? Catch, catch, can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Yeah. If I throw that ass, baby, can you catch? Baby, can you catch? Catch, catch, can you catch?
We're back, y'all. What's going on there?
Yes, that was Jiggle by our special guest from a few weeks ago, Saucy T. I definitely like that joint. It always gets you moving. All right, I see we got some callers. Let's get to the first one.
Hey, family. What's up?
What's going on?
Hey, sis.
Hey, sis, what's up? It's Ann Jules calling in to show my support here on Blackout Radio's Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. What's up, family? I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you.
You are so welcome, sis. How have you been?
Oh, my gosh. Busy, busy, busy. Oh, I can't even. There's not enough time in the day. Oh, my goodness. Getting this tour bus ready. I haven't stopped. We got it, like, not even a month ago. And, wow, we've just been working so hard. I mean, we took out all the seats and we're converting it. So it's been a chore. I mean, we, you know, it's always mechanics and people who do construction will probably understand this when I say it's always that 50-cent piece that holds up the works. We had this rusty old bolt that wouldn't come out, and I finally had to take, you know, get some help, and that's what life's all about, like, you know, getting the right tools to get the job done, and we got it out, so we've just been working really hard and, like, getting our lives, you know, together and taking care of each other and taking care of ourselves and just, you know, we've been singing and working on everything, really. I mean, there's, like I said, there's not enough time in the day. But I love taking my time out of Thursday to call in and show my support and say thank you guys for all your support, my family, Kings and Queens here, for all your support throughout the years, for playing our music and rocking, you know, rocking us out there, and for all your love and for having us on your show and all that jazz, for being our family and being our friends. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to meet you guys. It'll be so cool. I'll run through Detroit, go out to Michigan. That's where I was born. So go out back to my roots and then head, you know, head around the country. I look forward to doing that. That's always been my goal. So,
well,
and just,
I was going to say, I know that is definitely what I'll be looking forward to, you know, when you guys get the bus up and running so you guys can come down here for a show. And, I mean, whatever it is, we definitely would like to host you guys and see you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love seeing what you guys do, you know, and that'd be so cool to be a part of a show. I mean, we took an RV down to Texas a couple years back, and, you know, when I was on Power Talk, and that was a lot of fun, just getting out there and getting, you know, to see the people, and I love street performing. Jay and I, the Earthling Jay, shout out to my man, Aceless Angels. We love to street perform, and it's too cold today and it's raining and there's a storm where we are now, but I love getting out there on the street. And even, you know, I'll have a tour bus to play at the venues and stuff, and I won't have to worry about where to stay, and, you know, it'll be cheaper that way for us and for anybody, you know, that's supporting us or even like putting stuff together. You know, I've booked for artists, and I know what they need, you know, in order to get flown out. It's expensive for, you know, plane tickets and hotels and all that stuff. So I'm like, this would be the best bet for us for now. And so I'm looking forward to it. It's been a goal that we've had for years. And, you know, now that we got Deja Vu for You out there, we've got some other music that Rob DeNoise Temple gave us, the Sugar Hill Gang DJ, who was part of our band, and there's some fly music out there that the world's never even heard before, and I'm just so honored that I got it. And, you know, we represent for the Crip Hop Nation too, and I want to bring them into it since he was involved with Crip Hop Nation worldwide. And, I got to keep his legacy going and his movement flowing and his legacy alive, because he's a pioneer, you know, and I love the pioneers, the DJs, the rappers, the MCs, all the people who paved the way for people like me, you know, and Black Tear and anyone else out there that's doing stuff, you know, all the people that started it. I love to pay homage and just keep their legacy going. And I'm just so blessed, blissed up, and happy to be able to do that, especially for somebody like Robin Noise Temple and Crip Hop Nation worldwide. So shout out to Leroy Moore and Keith Jones. I hope you guys would have him on your show. I hope you guys have worked that out. He's such an awesome guy. He just won 2 Emmys for us for Crip Hop. Rising Phoenix, so check that out on Netflix. It's a documentary. And, you know, there's so many great people out there doing great things, and I'm just so grateful to be to them and call them family and actually be inspired by them and then try to take that energy and put it out there as much, you know. So, and I appreciate all the love and the time that you've given me just to say all that.
Right.
So, but anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know you've got a great show packed, and I just wanted to, I'm grateful to be the first caller. Thank you, Black Tear, Eddie Powell, and my family here, LeVar Hayes, and Miss Royal Crush Keisha herself. I really appreciate you, family, and I still love you. And I hope that y'all are staying healthy and strong and creative and happy and safe.
Yeah, and that's all we can hope for anyone, you know. And just, you know, like life is short, you know, so you got to appreciate it and hold on to the ones, you know, that are here when yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know, you don't need.
Definitely.
Tomorrow isn't promised to any of us, you know.
Words spoken, truth spoken, it's true, so true. I thank you all. For all the listeners and the callers out there, check us out, Ageless Angels. We're on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, all the major platforms, music platforms. We even have a CD for sale. And, you know, like I said, we got lots of good things in the works. So we'll be bringing some more creative flow to the world, God willing, inshallah. You know, great spirit, the most high almighty willing, you know, like you said, tomorrow's not promised. So I try to do whatever I can in the moment now to make it better. And so I thank you guys for all your support. And I look forward to talking to you next Thursday. And, salute fam. I so love y'all.
Yeah, and we love you too, sis. And we always look forward to talking to you on Thursday.
I am so sorry I missed you last week. I had so much going on. I'm helping out a couple friends here, and I had to take a call. I was like, but I'm here now, and I will be calling in every Thursday. I get such a joy doing it. So I thank you and appreciate you for letting me, you know, call in and shout everybody out and show my support for y'all. So. On that note, y'all take care. Have a great weekend and stay safe.
You too, sis. And you be safe out there as well.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you, King. Hashtag run tell that.
That's what's up.
Peace.
Peace, sis. All right, let's get to the next caller.
What's up, Keisha? Happy New Year. Welcome, everybody. Sean Feld of SX Energy Drinks. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine with yourself, Sean.
Another sad situation, Keisha, real quick. Another young rapper got killed. T-Dot Who, rest in peace. I believe he was friends of the late Pop Smoke. He got shot to death at in front of his mother's house. He signed a deal with a record label, only 22 years old. We got to stop these young killings, young folks. It's getting ridiculous. Only 22. His name was T-Dot Who. He was a dancer for the late Pop Smoke. And it's just getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it definitely is. I ended up seeing that yesterday when someone on YouTube was talking about it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's definitely sad.
And
they saw him too. My person had a young boy. They saw him right before him. This kid's starting to get crazy.
Yeah. It seems like the new generation, you may not make it to 30. You know what I'm saying? I'm 54. And I grew up in
most
era,
of them
not
making it to 30.
Keisha, yeah. It's crazy with this new generation.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the crazy part.
They ain't learned from back in the days. You remember, Keisha, with the Tupac and Biggie? I guess nobody learned from that. What happened that era?
Yeah,
I mean,
a lot. It's crazy to me, but it's a lot of them that just
they don't get it.
They don't have no answers.
Yeah. Man just signed a nice record deal, and all of a sudden, he's gone. I mean, go figure it out. And Hot 97 DJ Drewski made it clear he's not playing no music that has gang affiliations or you're dissing rival rappers. He's not going to do that no more. So rappers, if you're going to try playing this Hot 97, it better be positive. If it's gang affiliation, it's not going to be played. So he made that very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, gotta stand for something or for anything.
Yeah, yeah. But on the positive tip, the SX News, I just named Isabel Gonzalez from Georgia, the SX model, the first SX model of the month for January 2022. Check her out on social media. I also want to shout out Darlene Allen of Curvy Girl Calendar for the fifth time. She has SX Energy Drinks on her calendar. I'm in a November issue with my picture and Essex Energy Drinks. Shout out to Darlene Allen. She's also an author, and she also modeled for me in the past, so shout out to her. And also shout out to DJ K, Nikki, who's been my business partner now, I believe, 3 years. So she's been doing a great job set up my website. And again, Keisha, I'll be down in Baltimore for the CIA tournament. I'm sure you guys are gearing up for that. So that should be a big thing for Baltimore the next few weeks. So hopefully we'll link up. I'll be down for 4 days. I'll be on that bus Thursday from New York to Baltimore. So shout out to you guys hosting the CIA tournament. Should be fun.
Definitely. Yeah. Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Right. And guys, please, let's have a peaceful event. Let's not have no issues or incidents. Let's have a peaceful event, okay? Because they're waiting for us to do something negative. Let's just have a peaceful event. And, you know, it's Black History Month. Let's honor the pioneers who paved the way for us, but we have to go through 400 years. So let's just have a positive month celebrating our heritage. And also, I want to shout out, plug it off, Keisha, to Tribe Called Quest. They've been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so hopefully they'll get in. Shout out to the legacy and hip-hop contributions to A Tribe Called Quest. I never got their first album, Have Instance Travels and Rhythm. And I'll never forget when I first heard Benita Applebaum back in the days of the Bronx. Like, yo, who's this group? You know what I mean? So Tribe Called Quest had a huge influence in the hip-hop industry. Did that next album, which I figure to me is their best of the classic, The Low End Theory. I mean, they just have some classic hits, you know what I mean? Especially with the Busta Rhyme, The Scenario, Electric Relaxation, I Left My Wallet El Casando, We Got the Jazz, Can I Kick It? And also Rest in Peace to Fight, because he was a big part of that Tribe Called Quest movement. So hopefully they get in Tribe Called Quest. Got any memories of Tribe Called Quest you want to share, Keish?
No, not right now.
I got an old soul here, so I know exactly who they are. Yeah.
Well, let's hope they get in, and these so-called people of power who vote these artists in, put them as deserved, but we all know they're not going to put the real rappers in there like KRS-One and Rakim, those type of rappers that also impact, or Kool Herc, who should really be in, or Afrika Bambaataa. So, you know, that's based on popularity, but the pioneers who really paved the hip-hop movement, they should have been in a long time. We all know Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, that's cool. But hey, personally to me, Kool Herc should be in there because he's the one to set off the movement.
True, very true.
Yeah, because if it wasn't Kool Herc, there wouldn't be no hip-hop. So that's just my perspective. But, you know, maybe one day, hope after he don't pass away, they'll finally do it. But personally, while he's alive, put him in there. That's just my opinion. Personally, rest in peace to DMX. He should be in there personally because even though he had his drug addiction problems, he did have an impact on the entertainment industry. So hopefully one day they'll put in DMX.
Oh yeah, hopefully they definitely. And you know, because I mean, he made a lot of contributions to music as well. I mean, to movies as well. You know, so it's definitely something you know, he needs to be in.
Right. And what rappers you know that rap about God? He was one of the first rappers to rap about the Lord, DMX. Because
yeah,
he did talk at one point before he passed. He wanted to be a preacher and preach about the word of the gospel. So, like you say, he had made a huge, huge contribution to the entertainment industry. So hopefully one day they'll put in the late DMX. So we'll see what happens. So I'm going to end it right there. Y'all catch me on Sean Felder at 6 Promotions on YouTube. I did a new past interview I did with Trixie Mathias. Look under Sean Felder SX interview with Trixie under DJ Frank White, unsigned Hebrew DVD. It's over 45 views. Please support the video. Y'all be safe out there.
You do the same. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Got it, bro.
Yeah, thank
bye-bye.
You, Sean. All right, be safe out there.
Okay, bye.
All righty.
That's what's up.
All right. Is our special guest there, or we go to the next? You can get on the next caller.
Yo.
Yeah.
What's going
Hello.
On? How y'all doing today?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I've been going through a rough patch. In case y'all don't notice, the People's Champ of the A&R game, man. It's been a long time, guys. I missed everyone. My health has caused me to take a step back from the music industry for a while, but I do got a surprise for y'all, man. But before I get to the surprise, I basically wanted to catch up and let folks know, hey, look, I'm not back at work full capacity, but I will be soon, which means all you artists out there that are looking for record deals, holler at your boy here soon. I'll let everyone know on my Facebook page when I'm back in full effect. I wanted to shout out, do some promo for some battle leagues, man. Slaughterhouse, that's a good league to check out. There's a new league. It's called the Sour Time with Bankhead. I don't know if y'all like battle rap, but Bankhead's running the league. So they're doing some big things over there, man. You want to check it out. It's called It's Sour Time Entertainment. You can go on Facebook, look it up. And there's a lot of young battlers out there. There's a guy named Constantine out there just killing folks, man. Skills of Terrorists. It's a bunch of people. So if you're a fan of battle rap, check that out. Also, we're gonna get to the surprise guest. Dresden, you there?
Yes, I am, sir. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Perfect. I understand you guys are from Connecticut or
Baltimore.
Is where you?
Yeah,
Baltimore. Okay. Yeah. I've been working with Magnificent and the People's Champ, if you will. He discovered me quite a couple of number of years back. I had won a competition called One Mic, and it was, I didn't even know what the prize was, but apparently I had run a distribution campaign deal with Sony and The Orchard. So I was sitting there, and it's kind of like the age-old story of the artist that gets on finally and realizes it's not as glamorous as it seems. So I sat there for a while, and I don't even think I was receiving any royalties for the longest time. It just wasn't going, it didn't prosper. So, I'm not entirely sure. I can't remember exactly how it happened, but Magnificent found me online, and he had said that, you know, I had a similar deal, and would you like to try? We can see what else we could do. I guess maybe he saw some talent in me. And yeah, so now I work with Tiffany Gaines and Freeway Rick Ross under SSMG for Universal. So I'm working on the album right now for that. And pretty much, it's funny that, well, it's not funny, but I think it's kind of relatable about this gentleman's health here is because you guys were just talking about DMX, about his addiction, and I just got out. I had a real problem with alcohol for a long time because of COVID. And when you're out there and you're used to doing so many shows, and then suddenly it's not there, you kind of, you know, thumbs start to twiddle. So I had been off the map for a while myself as well to get myself right in the mind with the whole alcohol thing. And that leads us here.
Okay.
And thank you guys so much for putting this on. If you have any questions, I'm pretty open to answer anything.
Okay. Well, I definitely, like commend you for, getting yourself some help with that, because I definitely understand alcoholism. It runs in my family, actually, and I mean, myself, I had my own struggles, with that as well.
Yeah.
So I definitely commend you with doing that. But, we definitely can, get you, to come back on the show in, a different capacity, maybe to talk more, about your experience. But we do have a special guest who we're, set to interview today.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Keisha, for chiming us in.
Well, you are so welcome. We appreciate you guys calling and checking in, but I definitely can see, this being a longer, conversation, even if we also touch on, just mental health struggles that, people, have had. It was, truly sad to see the ex-Miss USA, commit suicide, a couple of days ago. So that's definitely a conversation I would love to have with you guys.
If I could maybe just plug my Spotify, I'd be okay with that too.
Oh yes, definitely. Go ahead and do your thing. Promote whatever you have.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, DREZDEN, Spotify, same thing, John Dresden, iTunes, Dresden, and you'll find my previous work from Sony on there, and then quite shortly here, I don't have a release date yet, but there's definitely one in the works for pretty soon.
Okay. Well,
so shout out to you guys once again. I appreciate the time.
Well, you are so welcome, and we appreciate you guys for calling in.
All right. Well, y'all have a great day. Appreciate y'all.
You
and
too,
Keisha,
and
we'll
definitely y'all be
soon,
safe out there.
So, thank you, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Thank you. All right. Well, I see our special guest is in the queue. Now, let's welcome on Amina all the way from D.C.
Yo, Drez, you still here? We're going to go ahead and slide on off, fam.
Okay, sounds good. I'll throw you a message.
All right, hello.
615.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
How are you? I'm definitely sorry about that. I think I've been messing up your name the whole show.
Oh my. That's okay.
Yeah, so how have you been doing today? Amar, okay. I like that.
Zamar. It's like Z and Zamar.
Zamar, okay. I like that.
is definitely unique.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. My gift was originated, given, the name was given from my grandmother from Panama.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Panama Canal.
Okay.
Cologne, yes. That's
yeah.
The city.
Okay, well, I'm definitely feeling it. Yeah. So, we've been playing like your music like all show long, and I definitely like the tracks that you sent us. They're all like different, and I feel like you get
right.
A nice little feel for like who you are. So like, let us in on your creative process. What comes first for you? Is it like the beat, or do you have like the words? Like how does that work for you?
The beat.
Okay.
It's more so along the beat, and the creativity comes in from life experiences or so, then, so to speak.
Okay, I can definitely do that.
Yeah. Uh huh. I kind of like, I liked it to let it resonate, the words.
Well, yeah, I definitely can appreciate that because, you know, like sometimes, and you can tell like it's really like authentic to you, you know, because you can always tell when a person is like singing something that, you know, they may have, you know, like experienced,
mm-hmm.
you know, or just mm-hmm. something, you know, that like really resonates with you, and you can definitely tell. Was it just like a conscious decision for, you know, like you to just be so like eclectic? Was that just always, you know, like something that was just conscious, or it just was something that was just that just happened?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both, yeah. Conscious, yes, there. And a bit of feeling, yes. And so then, yeah, sort of speak, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, like, mm-hmm. what artists, you know, did have you, like, looked up to that made you also want to, like, do music?
I've got a wide variety, and I want to just, like, shout out to Neo, Beyonce, and The Weeknd, and that's what I just pulled from these three artists or so, and that's where, you know, most of my artism comes from, in a way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can definitely see that. Like, I love all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely love all three
uh-huh.
of them.
Yeah. The '80s. I pulled back from the '80s.
Yeah. Look, you know that I say that like it's good that you know, like sometimes like having an inspiration, you know, can be twofold, you know, like you might look up to the person, but as long as you're not trying to like emulate or like copy, like
exactly
what that person, you know, like exactly what that person has done or like doing, I think
mm-hmm.
like you're okay. You're in good company because you still have to be true to who you are as an artist.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, you know, that's part of, you know, part of my uniqueness and my art and crafting my artism, so to speak. So I pulled, like I said, from the different music or so then to help communicate from all, you know, that's what my music is about, pulling from all different experiences. It's not going to just resonate and hit only just in one particular area, so to speak, you know? It's going to hit
yeah.
everyone, you know? That's why I like when I write and all with my music and all, it will be for everyone to enjoy, you know? and everyone can be able to relate. And it hit home.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's like also like a good thing. You want to kind of take, you know, like your fans on, you know, like a journey with you. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you start at one age, and as you grow in your artistry, you know, like your audience will also like grow with you. So let me just ask this. Have you had any like crazy like fan interaction, you know, like maybe after a show in a studio with someone?
Not yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that I have seen just yet. No. And most of the time, I just check stuff.
Yeah, okay. So like the tracks that you sent us, are those going to be on your new project?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a release date for that yet?
Oh yes, February 11th.
Okay.
So that should be out. My songs will be out. I will be in DC performing live on February the 20th. And show begins at 6:30. I will be performing live at the Pier Lounge.
Okay. Well, that's just that we definitely know where that is. Yeah.
And that will be performing also with Lady C. Shout out to Lady C and all. She's also a young lady that is very a nice young lady to be working with.
Okay. So, you know, with you, you know, just kind of getting started, have you found that it's kind of been really, that it's been hard kind of like breaking into the industry? Or you've been finding a good groove with that?
I found it, as always and all, the financial is going to be, you know, you got to put the work in, the full work in, you know? So it is what it is in the industry, and you just got to, you know, stride, you know, push forward and just don't give up.
Yeah.
Okay.
The word and the carriage. Yeah. I say it all the time, like anything worth having is worth working for, you know. So if you're not up for the challenge, then it's not something that you truly want in life.
Mhm. Oh yeah.
You know, you're gonna have good days, you're gonna have bad days, that setbacks and, you know, and especially being a female at times, you know, because I feel like sometimes people, you know, may not always take you seriously, you know, or they may.
Yeah.
I think people sometimes get business and personal relationships like very misconstrued, and I think that can easily happen, you know, in situations with females. And I think you have to set those boundaries up, you know, like. From the start, you know, because I mean, guys are guys. They want to try you anyway, you know. But if you shut it down from day one, you'll pretty much be good.
Yes, and starting off in the beginning, that was, I mean, well, in the, you know, process, so to speak, it was that issue, you know, there was those issues, you know, speaking. You know, I'm not saying no name or anything like that, but that was an issue. And I had to, you know, how can I say, as a, you know, speaking for my experience and as a woman growing in, you know, the industry and all, I had to, you know, set aside time, you know, for myself. And I had to explain to in particular to the individual that, to find myself, you know, and I, my son before, you know, them, you know, so to speak, you know. And that's, you know, that's an important thing, you know. I can't continue on and letting anyone in that space, you see.
Yeah, and that's
so true.
That's true, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, like, you have to take care of you. You know, maybe, like, things are going to move and do however they move and be, you know, but at the end of the day, like, you have to take care of you. And if you're not taking care of you, that'll be a problem, you know. I tell people all the time, you know, this, like, you can't let this job kill you or, like, whatever else is going on, because if I die at this job, they're going to have somebody else taking my place by that next week, you know, that they're not worried about any of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the others can't understand that because they're not there yet, you know, on that maturity. I shouldn't say it like that because some may, you know, be offended, but, you know, they don't see it from that perspective, so to speak. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to accept others from where they're at. And that's where I had to come to, you know, and accept that. And then had to move on, but I hated to move on. That's one thing I struggled in, and saying, you know, hey, I have to know, and it's me. And I have to take care, you know, myself in order to give more of myself, so to speak, you know? And I can't do more for others if I can't to realize what's going on with my own self, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely true. Definitely true.
So what made you get into your music?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's my music.
Now, so what made you get into the music?
That is it. I'm sorry. What was the question? Sorry. What inspired me? Say, life experiences. In a way, it's been there, but it was just like life experiences, like my mom and other things, like her fighting cancer, my sister who had, due to a car accident, you know, went by the age of 7. It was like, it was there. I was just writing then, you know, writing. It was like a sort of speak, like a diary at the time then, you know, writing my feelings down, you know, and other things, you know, recovery, drug addict, whatever. So, you know, it was a lot of things inspired me. Mm-hmm. And mental too as well, because I have kids that suffer, and I have it right now, a teenager. He's 18, just turning 18, so he's going through. So, I it's inspired many times or so, just looking from, like, you guys had hit on the point of the young ones out here rapping, and he's a rapper. And he's been telling me some things about far as why he don't think he should go into it, really, because of, like, 17 is a number. 17 is a number for most of them, or 21. 21 is a number, and it's like, there are many of them are dying like that out there, and it's a gang related thing or so. Then so he was like, he don't know if he want to go into the rap industry like that. So, you know, it's a lot. Yeah, so that's mm-hmm. part of it too, and I want to, you know, hit on that too in my music.
I definitely can see that, and you know, and that's what makes, you know, like, your music powerful, because it's coming from, you know, like, your life experiences. It's coming from real places. You know, it's not just you someone writing something for you, you know, which is okay if that happens, but, you know, it's also you learning your life experiences, and, yeah, that's what definitely makes it authentic to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. It's not, I'll be coming up with rap. I'll be coming up with soon with rap, and I'll be hitting also in rock. It's not a little bit of rock, a little, but it's more like theatrical, like for movies, per se, really.
Okay.
So I'll be covering a lot of bases with my music.
No, I just want eyelashes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We're going to go to a caller right quick and see if they got a question for you. And just let them promote,
okay.
And then we'll finish up with the rest of the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we can go to a caller back here. I might just be screaming.
If he wasn't in the music industry, what kind of career would you have?
I'm sorry?
He said if you weren't in the music industry.
He said if you weren't in the music industry.
What would you be doing?
I would be doing nursing.
Okay.
Nursing, I love taking care of others. That was one of my other career. I was working before in that field. I love taking care of others, well-being. So I would be, that would be the thing, and I would be doing. I would have been doing.
Okay, I can definitely respect that. I know. Confession. Yeah. All right. So
All right.
And it's like this time goes by so fast. But before we let you go, throw like your links out there. And I mean, any shout out that you have.
Any shout out? Oh.
Yeah. You can put your links out there and any shout out that you have.
Oh yeah. Yes, you guys can follow me at Samar7S, and I'm also on United Masters and Linktree. You can, everything's all out there, so just follow the name, and you know, Samara.
We definitely appreciate it.
Hey, I am on the radio. Come on, really. All right. That's my son right now. He's coming in.
Sorry. It is okay.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. We definitely understand. Yeah. All right, Black T, I know we ain't going to be able to get the whole spot. And the last to you.
Uh-huh.
Tell Me by Samar.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just letting you know because you're doing it. You know, baby. The way you smell.
What I would do to you here, babe. Let me in, I'll be right here waiting for you. Come on through, baby. Give me that feeling like never before. My body got me wanting love when I ride it. Love when you love me, love me, baby, tell me. Baby, you know.
Alrighty, and we are back. I definitely like that joint. That's like for the grown and sexy right there. That was Tell Me by our special guest, Jamar. Shout out to all the callers and all the listeners. And, of course, thank you so much to our special guest for coming on and rocking with us today. If you want to know how you can get your music heard on the show, schedule your own interview, or to perform at our tournament weekend shows, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or EMC Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG, or you can hit up my co-host at Mr. Rental That on IG as well. Everyone, please stay warm and safe out there with these winter storms that are going on. Let's be kind for one another. And I think that's pretty much it.
That's what's up.
Yes, as our sister would say, definitely. But let's be kind to one another and know what's for me is for me and what's for you is for you.
Thank you.
Nope. Not yet.
Oh,
yes, definitely. Yes, but don't forget to tune into the show next week. Same time, same place.
Well,
yeah, you always black, homie. That'll never change. Yeah, he's going to show it in all his blackness.